بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال تعالى: زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the chapter which deals with the virtue of abstinence, austerity in this world, the encouragement to suffice with little therefrom, and the virtue of poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and we find that in many verses, there is a very beautiful manner in which the Quran appeals to the intellect of man. And very often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verses are such that they address us in an emotive manner and cause us to utilize our logic, our thinking, our perception, our understanding. An example of this is this verse which is found in Surah Hadid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'alamu. This word I'alamu means come to know, or understand, or accept, or acknowledge. And then logically, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, I'alamu, come to know something, then we should be asking ourselves that what is it, O my Allah, that you want us to know, or to acknowledge, or to accept. أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَ. Know that verily the life of this world is merely play. لَعِبْ وَلَهُ, futility, decoration, boasting with one another, and rivalry in wealth and children. Now in these few expressions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summed up the reality of the day-to-day effort that human beings are making. Some of us are pursuing fields so far as education is concerned. Some are engaged in commerce, some are engaged in agriculture. And we are day and night finishing ourselves in the pursuit of this world, as if it is everything, and as if the acquisition of material wealth will give us success, will give us honor, will give us dignity. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses such derogatory terms to all this effort that humanity is making, that Allah ta'ala says you are merely playing games, laib. And it is lahu, in other words, it is total futility, all this effort that you are making. Why are you making this effort? Zina. Allah ta'ala says because of the adornment or the attraction of this world. Tafakhurum bainakum. Each one of you is boasting with one another. I'm driving this car, I have this home, I have this luxury. You are making certain statements with regards to worldly achievement. Watakathurun fil amwali wal awlad. And rivalry. Who can get more so far as wealth is concerned, so far as children is concerned. You compete with one another with regards to your offspring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all this is futility, a waste of time. And then Allah ta'ala gives it an example, an analogy, similar analogy to what passed in the previous verses. Allah ta'ala says the example of this is like rainwater, kamathali ghayth, ajab al kuffar nabatu, which feeds the plant and it amazes the farmers. The rainwater falls, The plants of this earth, the sand of this earth mingles with it. Its produce comes forth. It is amazing. It is amazing. It is beautiful. It is attractive. And then inevitably what happens? ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ. Thereafter, it dries up. And you see it becomes yellow, only to be reduced to bits. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And if you persist in chasing behind this dunya and not accepting our message that eventually this world will terminate, then Allah Ta'ala says you'll have to face in the hereafter a terrible punishment. Those who will accept our message, correct their ways, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ, in the hereafter they will find the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the life of this world is nothing, nothing but items of deception. Now if you look at this Arabic word غُرُور, deception, what does it mean? English translation is deception. Simple layman's terms, when we say something is deception, what does that mean? It is not what it appears to be. Everything you see of this world that is attracting you, that has become beloved to you, morning till night you are making effort behind it. Behind what, your ambitions are what? You want success. You want honor. You want dignity. You want to be looked up to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sums all this up and says these are merely items of deception. Whatever hopes you have of success, dignity or honor that you have linked and tied up with the effort of this dunya, know and understand that like in the cycle of plants and like in the cycle of the vegetative kingdom in this world, there is a period when the ground is dry, the rainwater falls, the ground becomes beautiful, the produce of this earth comes forth, but it does not remain like that. Eventually that dries up and it is destroyed exactly like that. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour and the lights of this world, because that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has created this dunya, before creating it already decided, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We will obliterate and we will destroy everything in this world. There is only one reality. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. And that reality is your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make Allah the goal. Whatever efforts you are making, make Allah the goal. Don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour and the lights of this world. The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. Why do human beings pursue this world? Because this life is imtihan, it is a test. And one of the greatest tests that faces us, inna ja'alla ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have made this world zinat. We have made it attractive. We have adorned it. Intrinsically, the heart of man is attracted towards this dunya. Shaitan also took a promise, he took an oath. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That, oh, he took an oath that I take a qasam, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I will beautify this world. Now when we talk of the beautification and attraction of this world, there are certain aspects particularly that the heart of man leans towards. And we find that in this verse, which is found in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorizes and mentions all these various aspects of the life of this world which have been beautified, towards which the heart of man leans. They have been categorized and laid out. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. For the people, it has been beautified. What? حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. The love of pleasures. Pleasures derived from what? مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. From women. This has been beautified, the attraction of women. وَالْبَنِينَ. and offspring. والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe large heaps, qanatir al-muqantara, large heaps, piles of gold, piles of silver, wal-khayl al-musawwama, branded horses obviously will be relevant to 14 centuries ago. This was regarded as a source of great wealth, and they would compete with one another in the caliber or the pedigree of the horses. Today's terminology, obviously, it will be cars or whatever means of conveyance that are there. This has become attractive to humanity, to insan. So we go back to the categories which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of. Hubbu shahwat, in which people derive pleasure. Women, children, huge heaps of gold, of silver, of branded horses, of cattle, and plantations, wal an'am wal harth. Now we find that seven or eight categories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of in this verse in the Quran. And generally, whatever effort human beings are making in this world, and whatever is attractive to insan in this world, will inevitably fall into one of these categories. Either it is women, or it is children or offspring, or it is gold, or it is silver, in other words, precious metals, or it is khayl al-musawwama, branded horses, in other words, some means of conveyance, or it has to do with agriculture, or it has to do with cattle. All the fields of human endeavor fall into one of these various categories. And then, Allahu Akbar, look at the derogatory label which Quran places on this. Today we think it runs into millions, we think it runs into billions. A whole stock exchanges are devoted towards these categories. Yet Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Allah Ta'ala says, all this that we have spoken about, this is mata. This is useless, valueless objects of the life of this world. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. And by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most excellent return. In other words, nothing of this world is the way it appears to be. Nothing of this world is as valuable as you deem it or consider it to be. It has been beautified for you by, for